This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Hey, welcome to another session of, well, it's sanity for us. I don't know about the turkey sitting. I'd be very happy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so appreciate the time that you're spending with me, on the air. And remember, today I told you it was a pre-recorded show because I'm pigging out with my family. I'm enjoying Thanksgiving. I'm giving God thanks for the resources and the things that I have in my family that are very important to me. So let's get to it. You know, one of the things I want to do, I couldn't get away from politics totally. So later on in the show, at the end of the show, I'm going to play some proclamations from George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Calvin Coolidge, and so on, Ronald Reagan. And you're going to notice something very special about all of them that we're going to talk about. But the two, the contrast I'm going to bring right now, just for the moment. And I know some of you, oh, come on, George, Thanksgiving, get over it. No. I want you to hear this for yourself. I want you to hear why guys like me get so upset so easily. All right? President Obama, a couple of years into his office, he gave a Thanksgiving message that he was very proud of. Why do you hear it? Tell me what you think.
My family, to yours, I'd like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. Your family, too.
Like millions of Americans, Michelle, Malia, Sasha, and I will spend the day eating great food, watching a little football, and reflecting on how truly lucky we are.
Sasha and Malia are going to be watching football.
As Americans, each of us has our own list of things and people to be thankful for. But there's some blessings we all share. We're especially grateful for the men and women who defend our country overseas. To all the service members eating Thanksgiving dinner far from your families, the American people are thinking of you today. And when you come home, we intend to make sure that we serve you as well as your
family. That was a lie. That never happened, but go ahead.
We're also grateful for the Americans who are taking time out of their holiday to serve in soup kitchens and shelters, making sure their neighbors have a hot meal and a place to stay. This sense of mutual responsibility, the idea that I'm my brother's keeper, that I'm my sister's keeper,
day of Thanksgiving,
has always been part of what
sure
makes our country special.
Act as
and it's one of the reasons the Thanksgiving tradition has endured. The very first Thanksgiving was a celebration of community during a time of great hardship.
We've followed that example ever since.
Even when the fate of our union was far from certain, during a civil war, two world wars, a Great Depression, Americans drew strength from each other. They had faith that tomorrow would be better than today.
No, they had faith in God. They drew their strength from God. Most Americans were God-fearing, God-loving people. It had nothing to do in, having faith in each other was secondary, not first. It was the providence of God. Go back and read your history books.
Hey, we're grateful that they did. As we gather around the table, we pause to remember the pilgrims, pioneers, and patriots
and God
who helped make this country what it is. They faced impossible odds, and yet somehow they persevered.
Because of God.
Today, it's our turn. I know that for many of you, this Thanksgiving is more difficult than most. But no matter how tough things are right now, we still give thanks for that most American of blessings, the chance to determine our own destiny. The problems we face didn't develop overnight, and we won't solve them overnight. But we will solve them. All it takes is for each of us to do our part. With all the partisanship and gridlock here in Washington, it's easy to wonder if such unity is really possible. But think about what's happening at this very moment. Americans from all walks of life are coming together as one people, grateful for the blessings of family,
community, coming together as
and
family.
Comfort. If we keep that spirit alive, if we support each other and look out for each other and remember that we're all in this together, then I know that we too will overcome the challenges of our time. So today I'm thankful to serve as your president and commander-in-chief. I'm thankful that my daughters get to grow up in this great country of ours. And I'm thankful for the chance to do my part as together we make tomorrow better than today. Thanks, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
No God. Nothing about God. Nothing about thanking God. All about community organizing. All about, you know, we've done it ourselves. And it's really funny because the government's done it all. We can't do it ourselves. It's all about the government, and God is nowhere to be found. Shortly after President Trump got elected, he decided to give a Thanksgiving Day message himself, which I found refreshing and different and uplifting. Tell me I'm wrong.
We are very blessed to call this nation our home, and that's what America is. It is our home. It's where we raise our families, care for our loved ones, look out for our neighbors, and live out our dreams. It's my prayer that on this Thanksgiving, we begin to heal our divisions and move forward as one country, strengthened by shared purpose and very, very common resolve. In declaring this national holiday, President Lincoln called upon Americans to speak with one voice and one heart. That's just what we have to do. We've just finished a long and bruising political campaign. Emotions are raw and tensions just don't heal overnight. It doesn't go quickly, unfortunately. But we have before us the chance now to make history together, to bring real change to Washington, real safety to our cities, and real prosperity to our communities, including our inner cities. So important to me and so important to our country. But to succeed, we must enlist the effort of our entire nation. This historic political campaign is now over, but now begins a great national campaign to rebuild our country and to restore the full promise of America for all of our people. I'm asking you to join me in this effort. It's time to restore the bonds of trust between citizens, because when America is unified, there is nothing beyond our reach, and I mean absolutely nothing. Let us give thanks for all that we have, and let us boldly face the exciting new frontiers that lie ahead. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Would that have been so hard for President Obama to say? Think about how many people he would have pulled together. Anyway, listen, got a lot more coming up. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, cool off your eggnog, whatever it takes. Grab another turkey sandwich. We'll be gone for a couple of minutes, but we will be back shortly. Again, happy Thanksgiving. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everybody but the turkey, you know what I'm saying? I'm Joe with Sydney. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you guys have spent. Now, you know through the magic of radio, I am not here live. This has been pre-recorded because I want to sit at my table. I want to gorge myself. I want to go into a turkey coma. I want to do everything that you guys, or most of you guys, are doing today. And I do appreciate your time with me and some of you. If you're listening on Thanksgiving Day, there's something wrong with you. Wait till the next day. We're going to redo the show the next day. Andrea Kay joins me. And she's a regular guest host here on the show and love having her around. She's got her own radio show. And Andrea, thanks for being with me today.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here on such a special day.
Yeah, well, you know what? Not everybody loves this day. I mean, you know, and earlier I talked, well, yours isn't for the same reason, but earlier I talked about some of the people that see this as Angelina Jolie. She leaves the country. She doesn't want her kids to know anything about Thanksgiving because we're rewriting history. We killed millions of American Indians. We have no right to celebrate Thanksgiving. But you're not a big Thanksgiving Day buff either, are you?
No, and it's not because I come on mama's side of the family. I'm American Indian, and what was done to my people. No, it's just that, for me, it's just not, it wasn't my day growing up, only because, you know, to me, a couple reasons. First of all, my parents really didn't do anything special on Thanksgiving in terms of inviting other people over. And we oftentimes, I'm the daughter of two Marines, we didn't, you know, live around family.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just like the same five people on Thanksgiving Day, me, my brother, sister, and my parents eating on Thursday that were still sitting around together the day before. So other than the food that we were eating that day, it just wasn't really a special day. And then on top of it, none of my school friends were able to hang out because they were off doing their stuff. So, you know, I don't like parades. I don't want to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. So for me, it was kind of a snooze. It was just boring.
Yeah.
So I'm not like anti-Thanksgiving. I'm just like, you know, give me more than just some turkey.
Yeah. This holiday throughout the whole year is really funny. I always make fun of Valentine's Day, and I'm going, guys, if the only day you're making a big deal out of your wife is Valentine's Day, you got a problem. You better learn how to sleep with one eye open. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
We didn't really have a whole lot of traditions. I'm not a big, you know, the Thanksgiving meal itself.
Yeah.
I'm not a turkey fan. I don't like cranberries. I will tell you, though, that my mother, Mama, made the best cornbread dressing in the world. Yeah. And I would almost get, like, resentful because I'd be like, why is this the only day of the year we get to eat this? Okay, because we need to be having this all year round. So Thanksgiving, sometimes the meal would almost make me be like, wait a second. You know, I'm almost, like, resentful I wouldn't get my cornbread dressing year round. But I will tell you, I do, and to this day, I do love the desserts on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's where I enjoy myself.
Well, you Southern women, somehow cornbread always comes into the conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Well, of course. Yeah.
It's almost like a regular staple of the day. You know, one of the things I was talking about earlier, which is what's so great about this country, is, you know, my family came here from Italy. I had Julio Rivera on earlier, and we were talking about his family from Puerto Rico. You know, we come here, and this is, I know it's not the reason behind it, but Thanksgiving's kind of like shows you that melting pot of America where everybody comes here, you assimilate the American culture, but you don't give up yours. We had a turkey at the table, but we had lasagna, we had manicotti, we had, you know, we had all the Italian, traditional Italian dishes, and I'm sure same thing with Jose, same thing with, you know, Hispanic American families. You do bring your culture here, but I think, me personally, that's what makes this country so great, is that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you know, when as I got a little bit older, like in my college years, then I actually did enjoy Thanksgiving because I got a chance to go and hang out with, like, my Cajun peeps, meet up with them, and, you know, enjoy, you know, the Cajun Thanksgiving food, which involved, like, in Louisiana, you know, the Cajuns were the French Canadians, so there's a French influence that gets brought into the food, as well as the African and Caribbean influences, and Creole dishes that get incorporated into it.
And a bottle of Tums. I mean, that food is really...
What a bottle of Tums! Baby, if you need Tums to enjoy my Cajun food, something's wrong with you. That's what I say. But, you know, I got to tell you that I kind of feel like those of us that don't, like, think that Thanksgiving is, like, the end-all, be-all holiday of the year, we're not anti-Thanksgiving. It's just not our jam. It's kind of like we're in this little minority. Like, we got to whisper about it, you know? Like the people that were too scared to admit they wanted to vote for Trump last year, you know? So maybe I'm gonna help people come out of the closet a little bit and just admit, you know, to those of us that, you know, Thanksgiving ain't the end all be all.
Yeah, see, I get it. It was one of the, growing up in an Italian family, we all saw each other most weekends. So all Thanksgiving was a heck of a lot more food in the middle of the week. Do you know what I'm saying? To a big degree.
Right. Yeah.
But there were some cousins and family members that drove far to get there. So we got to see people we normally wouldn't see. And for me, Thanksgiving was a day there was no gift expected. You know what I'm saying? Like you didn't have to have stuff under a tree for somebody. So, but again, I got to play with all cousins, some cousins that I didn't see before. I get it. It's a lot of work. I would hate, you know, 20 years ago, that was all put on women, and they were expected to cook the meal. And I would hate to have been in that situation.
Yeah.
And I believe it's changed quite a bit, but it is great food. You have to admit, no matter where you go, most of the time, it's great food.
Uh-oh. Eat cranberry, ate my thing, baby, and mashed potatoes. So, you know, that's a little boring to me. So I would actually probably would have enjoyed it more had I grown up in an Italian family.
There you go.
And
see, we had lasagna on the table. We have lasagna every, because it ain't, listen, let me tell you, let me explain something to you. I know it's an American holiday. It ain't Thanksgiving unless I got a lasagna on the table. Otherwise, it's just a day with a lot of food. That's all for me.
All right. But, well, see, I would have liked that if I had been growing up and having some lasagna. But I got to bust you on the gifty. Christmas is my holiday because I want a holiday that's got a gift involved. Well, I want to be able to open up a package.
Yeah, for you. I don't want to buy it for everybody else. You know, I always joke that I was going to become, and one part of the holiday season, I become Jewish because they get gifts like 8 nights in a row. That's really cool.
I know, that's brilliant.
Right?
Then awesome.
Then you become a Jehovah's Witness because then you can't give gifts, but you can receive gifts. I'm going, okay, I can deal with that too. I mean, I can make this, I should put a whole class together on how to do this. I've got it figured out in my head. I just got to put it on paper. But anyhow, Andrea, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time. And if you end up somewhere on Thanksgiving Day, I hope you enjoy the food they put down in front of you.
All right. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you. I thought I would take us out as you're being thankful for what you have on your plate. I thought I'd take us out so you could hear some stupid people and how they feel about America.
America, the beautiful, or America, the bully? Let's talk about it today. Are you an American?
Yes, I am.
Are you a proud American?
Yes, I am.
Why are you proud to be an American?
Because I think it's a great place to live and there's lots of opportunity for all types of people.
Why do you think other people from other countries tend to look at Americans like they're uneducated?
And a lot of it is just media. I grew up in Nigeria, actually, so my whole conception of America was TV. So same thing for me. So, and then I actually came and I moved to Ohio, and it was exactly like the way I watched it on TV.
A lot of people are very helpful, friendly. Not all. In restaurants, sometimes.
You know, you go to foreign countries, they kind of look at Americans like, you know, they're uneducated and they're just looking for the McDonald's.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. The
president is spending his Thanksgiving in Afghanistan. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
President Trump making an unannounced visit to Afghanistan, delivering Thanksgiving greetings and serving food to U.S. troops.
I've just come from serving Thanksgiving dinner to some of you. I recognize already some of you in the audience, and we had a good time.
The president, having recently expressed his desire to draw down forces in America's longest-running war, there are currently about 15,000 U.S. and NATO forces still serving in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president also says the United States has resumed talks with the Taliban. After meeting with the Afghan president, he said the Taliban wants to make a deal and he'll stay until the deal is done. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
For everybody but the turkey. I don't know what to tell you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. However, don't call because I'm not here. It's a pre-recorded show. Come on, you know how that works. I want to be with my family. I want to be groaning on the couch like everybody else is because I've had too much to eat. I'm in a turkey coma. That always works out well. I mean, you know how it goes. Anyhow, I've asked Sam Sorbo to join us because she's a regular on the show as well, and I want our regulars to come on and kind of talk about, you know, what goes on in their life, some of their traditions. She's an author and a talk show host herself, and her new movie, Let There Be Light, is out. You got to go see it. Okay, it's a great family movie to go see during the holidays, and check it out at lettherebelightmovie.com. And Sam, thanks for being with me today.
No, thanks for having me. I do think it's the perfect holiday movie. It's a great movie to see, especially over Thanksgiving. Just think, it's an hour and 40 minutes that you don't have to talk to those people. You can just be with them in the theater.
You're speaking my language, lady.
No, but seriously, and after you see the movie, you'll have more to discuss. It moves people, and it brings them closer together. Even people who don't know each other. I've had stories of strangers talking to each other on the way out of the theater, groups of different people just,
wow,
you know, talking about the movie. So, yeah, so go see the movie this weekend. And if you don't know where it is, go to lettherebelightmovie.com. Lettherebelightmovie.com has a list of all the theaters.
Yeah, and we've actually got that up on our website and out in our email blast.
Oh, good.
People got to go see it. I mean, I'm tired of all the Hollywood garbage and what's going on in Hollywood. It does not go on with Sam Sorbo and her team, I'm sure. I'm willing to bet on that. All right, so Sam, you got to tell me, what are some of your, you know, my family came over from Italy, so you can imagine our traditions are a little different. That's what makes America wonderful. What kind of traditions do you have around Turkey Day?
Well, so my personal childhood favorite is the sweet potatoes, the yams. And I can never tell the difference. I think they're the same thing, but I think people think that they're different things, so I don't know. But we used to always make the sweet potato yams. They're mashed sweet potatoes. And then you put the little mini marshmallows on top and bake it again so that they kind of turn a little bit brown and melt a little bit. And my whole thing growing up was I would have to clear the table. I would always just polish those off on my way back to the kitchen. So, yes, I used to pig out. I don't pig out anymore because I've learned that it just doesn't feel good afterwards. So I've stopped that. But I really enjoy Thanksgiving is honestly my favorite holiday because it really focuses on this opportunity that we have to be grateful, to thank God above for this fantastic nation. And I just love this idea that the entire nation turns a grateful glance upwards. You know, I just think it's so great.
Yeah, I do too. You know, it's funny. It is that family holiday where there's no real gift giving expected. There's no gift exchange expected. It's just, you know, come eat, enjoy each other's company, be together. And I think in today's world, and it's been getting worse and worse, we don't do that anymore. You know, I don't know how your family was, but I saw grandma every weekend, you know. I saw family on on a weekly basis. We don't do that anymore. And, you know, your family traditions, and I know you live with Hercules, right? I mean, your family traditions are they the same? Some people know what I'm talking about, but are they the same? Are they similar? You know, my wife and I, she's from the South, and my family was from Italy, so our traditions were very different when we came together.
Right. You know, we just established our own traditions, my husband and I, frankly. And so for a few years, because the grandparents, his parents, would always come to us for Christmas. For a few years, we were just in L.A. for Thanksgiving, and I made a little bit of a tradition of just inviting all of the people who I knew who weren't going to see family for Thanksgiving.
That's nice.
And that recently shifted because his parents got older, and so we then started coming out to Vegas. I'm actually calling you from Las Vegas, where his mom lives. And so we started coming out here for Thanksgiving, and then they would come to us for Christmas. And that was a new tradition. So I don't have a problem with establishing new traditions.
Right.
If you just approach the whole thing with a little bit of reverence and say, okay, it's really the attention that you spend on the holiday that makes it special. So you could start, your tradition could be to start a new tradition every year. It could be anything. It's just this idea of, okay, you know what? We're going to get together and we're going to do X, Y, and Z, and that's going to be our day. I mean, part of our tradition, of course, because I did marry Hercules, is to watch football on Thanksgiving Day.
Isn't that, you think of American Thanksgiving Day and people put a turkey and, as you say, you know, candied yams or sweet potatoes and apple pie. And football. Somehow that got in there somewhere over the years.
Oh, that's the one tradition I'm not allowed to mess with, you know.
No, I would have met. No, and you probably have to cook around the time frame, or everybody eats in front of the football television set, don't they?
See, so I love doing a turkey, but one year I decided to try deep frying a turkey.
Oh, yeah.
And that was amazing.
Was it?
And then one year I brined my own turkey, and that was amazing. I just have a lot of fun because I really enjoy cooking.
Yeah.
But then I have to say, you know, when we spent when we're spending Thanksgiving at grandma's house, there's not a lot of cooking. It's a small house, and so we don't want to make a big mess and stuff like that. So we've gotten into the tradition of going out for Thanksgiving instead and having a Thanksgiving feast outside of the house.
Yeah, but what do you do Friday? I mean, what do you do the day after?
I know, right? You still have to cook the turkey so you have leftovers.
Got to have something. I mean, there's something to go, oh, I'm stuffed, but I think I could have some more of that turkey. That might go down. No, it's a lot of fun, and like I said, my wife's from the South, so it's, you know, it's turkey and some of those other things, and I always make lasagna. I just can't have a Thanksgiving without some kind of pasta on the table because I feel empty, not completed.
I can't believe you do that and don't invite me.
Oh.
So my new tradition is going to be going to your house.
Oh.
I happen to be a huge, I'm a bit of a lasagna connoisseur.
Uh-oh.
Connoisseur.
Well, I'm afraid to give you mine because mine is definitely old-time Sicilian, lasagna. Lots of cheese, layer of meat.
Is it white or red?
Oh, it's red. I'm sorry. It's red.
Oh, okay. I make a white sauce lasagna.
Yeah, you know what? Isn't it funny? There's all kinds of traditions, even from Italy. I mean, I've got one side of my family that loves lasagna that's like bread, like toast. It's so dry. I've got another side of the family that just loves it dripping with, pasta sauce and meat and that kind of thing. But like you said,
I'm getting hungry now.
I know. My mouth is watering as we're talking. But the biggest part of that, you know, let's go back to it because you hit it on the front end, and I don't want people to forget, it is truly thanking God. And you know what? If you don't believe in God, I'll say it. You didn't have to. I feel sorry for you because you never know the love that we know. And, you know, I'd love to introduce you to him someday if you got the time. But, you know, it's thanking God for, I look around the table, I have grandchildren, I have children, I have friends that are healthy. And you just say, you know, God, thanks for putting these people in my life. You know, I thank you for the resources you give me, but thanks for putting these people in my life, because every one of them has either taught me something or added something to my life. And I think even to, especially today with what's going on around us, we forget that. We forget what those people add to our lives. Don't you agree?
I so agree. And that's why, to me, the holiday is really about that gratefulness. And, you know, I'm thankful that I can be grateful, that I know what gratitude is. Mm-hmm. And we need to teach our kids this, because they need to understand. Look, a grateful person is somebody who has a sense of self, right?
Right.
Because we are not self-created. We didn't just create ourselves out of nothing, right?
Right.
Something came before us to create us. And so that sense of gratitude is a sense of belonging in the world. It's a sense of understanding yourself in a way. And so that's why, to me, this holiday is one of the most important. Of course, I love Christmas and I love Easter and all that, but I just, this holiday really, it puts into I guess it puts into relief for those people who don't believe in God.
Yep.
That they ought to be grateful, and it gives them the impetus maybe to think a little bit further about what they should be grateful to. Not for, but to.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, Sam, thanks. So we're up against it, but thanks so much for being with me today, and I hope you and your family and your in-laws have a great, great Thanksgiving. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
God bless.
You too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. Seriously.
America, the beautiful, or America, the bully? Let's talk about it today. I know a lot of people from other countries, and they all kind of have this image of Americans as lazy or uneducated about otherworldly things. Do you share that perception?
Well, it depends really whom you talk to. I guess in the Midwest and, you know, people that do not read the paper regularly and so on and so forth, I think that could easily be true. If you ask someone who's the chancellor in Germany and what is their position, what do they think, I don't think many people could answer that question here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a happy turkey day. Well, except for the turkey itself. I would imagine the turkey's not going to be too happy about the outcome of the day. But that's okay. We don't mind. I don't mind. You might mind. I don't mind. It's okay by me. Hey, listen, really seriously, happy turkey day today. Happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully you're having a good time with your family and maybe others, you know, friends and what have you. I am actually gorging myself at my table with my family. But I put this together earlier. I thought maybe you'd enjoy it. In this segment, I want you to hear some of the and only short pieces of it. Some of the proclamations, some of the speeches, some of the comments that our founding fathers made about this wonderful, terrific, great country. First off, why not start at the beginning, right? George Washington. What did he have to say about Thanksgiving? Remember, our founding fathers didn't want anything to do with God and all the other. We don't want that to do now, do we? Right? They don't want anything to do with God. But take a listen.
To acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor.
Oh my God, we're supposed to be humble to Almighty God. We're supposed to pray and ask Him and thank Him for all the things that He gave us, that He's done for us. How dare we, He, them, us-ins.
And whereas both houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer.
Now, I know he said recommend, But basically, come on, when the president says, I recommend you do A, B, and C, in most cases we do it, do we not? I guess they did want a little bit to do with God. I guess they didn't have a problem with God. But listen, let's not stop with George Washington. Let's line up to the next guy. Let's talk a little bit about Abraham Lincoln. What do you think?
It is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God.
Power of who?
To confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon.
Wait a minute. Repentance? I didn't do anything wrong. You can't force me to repent to a God I don't believe in. I mean, our founding fathers... Wait a minute. We've got Washington, and I know Abraham Lincoln was not a founding father. I get it. But funny how all these presidents, apparently they didn't understand the Constitution. They didn't understand that you couldn't have God and country in the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
And to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history.
Wow. He's saying that the Scriptures aren't fantasy. He's saying that the Holy Scriptures aren't a fairy tale, that they actually have been proven throughout history. Abraham Lincoln. Wow.
That those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. How does that happen? That those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord? No. Something's gone wrong here. We've read something incorrectly. All right. Well, let's come for a more modern president. Wouldn't throw this in front of us, right? I mean, this wouldn't happen. Let's see what Calvin Coolidge had to say.
The season approaches when, in accordance with a long-established and respected custom, a day is set apart to give thanks to Almighty God.
Almighty God, huh? For what? Why would this president want to thank somebody or something or whatever that doesn't exist?
For the manifold blessings which his gracious and benevolent providence has bestowed upon us as...
Wait a minute. Who? He's not talking about a god, right? I mean, that's impossible. We're coming into the modern age. What do we need a god for? What are you guys talking about? Seriously.
As a nation and as individuals, we have been brought with safety and honor through another year, and through the generosity of nature, he has blessed us with resources whose potentiality and wealth is almost incalculable.
He mentions God about five more times in this. And I just find it interesting that nobody wants to fess up to, I shouldn't say nobody, there's a lot of us that will, but I get a kick out of the fact that the atheists, the far left, they just want to keep telling you how these men wanted nothing to do with God. What a lie. What just a major league over-the-top lie. Now, let's move a little further. Lyndon Johnson, not always known for being such a godly guy. This is right after President Kennedy was assassinated. And he's asking for your help. Take a listen.
President of the United States, tonight on this Thanksgiving, I come before you to ask your help, to ask your strength, to ask your prayers.
He wants prayers. He wants prayers. Well, who do you pray to? Yourself? Seriously, well, I know some people do. Some people consider themselves gods. Yeah, but I can see that. I mean, seriously, this guy who, again, probably not known as being the most nice guy in the world, is seeking guidance.
That God may guard this republic and guide my every labor.
He wants God to guard this republic. He wants the Almighty, the thing that we're not supposed to believe in, the thing we're told is supposed to be a separation of church and state. All right? He wants them to guard. He wants God to guard us. And then take it one step further. He wants God to guide him in everything he's doing. He wants God to guide him as he moves forward. I want you to think about that. That's quite a big deal. Now, the guy that really has it all together, the guy that I love, I could listen to for 20 minutes, half hour, an hour, whatever. Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan steps up and says, hey, you know what? We really have to thank you. You know what? Don't let me tell you. I want you to listen for yourself.
Thank you, Pat, and good morning, everyone. You know, the Statue of Liberty and this wonderful holiday called Thanksgiving go together naturally because although as Americans we have many things for which to be thankful, none is more important than our liberty.
Boy, haven't we felt that, especially over the last few years, huh? Haven't we felt that start to wane and realize how important it actually is, huh? What do you think?
Liberty, that quality of government, that brightness of mind and spirit for which the Pilgrim Fathers braved the seas and Americans through two centuries have laid down their lives. Today, while religion is suppressed in perhaps one-third of the world, we Americans are free to worship the Almighty as we choose.
Not any Almighty. He's just the Almighty. I'm not trying to put this on anybody. And my God, you know, in his time, he was right. We did have the freedom. Openly, anywhere, anyhow. But we've seen that eroded. We've seen that taken away. We've seen that questioned. And people, you know, it may get to the point where we have to fight again. We have to fight to make sure the Constitution is adhered to.
While entire nations must endure the yoke of tyranny, we are free to speak our minds, to enjoy an unfettered and vigorous press, and to make government abide by the limits we deem just. While millions live behind walls, we remain free to travel throughout the land, to share this precious day with those.
Yeah, you know, isn't that funny? I mean, we say it all the time, you don't realize how true it is. You know what I'm saying? People are not breaking down the doors to get into North Korea. People are not breaking down the doors to get into Russia. They're not breaking down the doors to get into Syria or any one of those other nations. I mean, unless I'm a little confused here.
Those we love most deeply, the members of our families. My fellow Americans, let us keep this Thanksgiving Day sacred. Let us thank God for the bounty and goodness
yes,
of our nation.
Please.
And as a measure of our gratitude, let us rededicate ourselves to the preservation of this, the land of the free, and the home of the brave.
No kidding. Well, let's hear how he ends this.
From the Reagan family to your family, happy Thanksgiving and God bless you all.
God bless you all. Can he say that? You know, I really don't care what they think or tell us they can say or not say, and here's what my mind is at. You know, you've got Thanksgiving, the holidays are coming up. Some of you call them holidays, I call it Christmas. But as the Christmas holidays start to come up and as you spend the day with your family, again, look around the table. Somebody there may not be there next year. Somebody may not be able to see because they're, you know, moving across the world, across the country for quite some time. You got to cherish your family. You got to cherish your time together. And we live in a country, a free country, still a free country, where, you know what? Where you can love God, you can love your neighbor, you cannot love God. But I'll tell you what, it's a great place. Enjoy the family, and let's see what, I don't know, what's his name? Charles, Ray Charles. Yeah, let's have Ray Charles take us out. What do you think? God bless you guys. Thanks for being listeners. Liberating strife. Who more than self?